Lux presents Hollywood. The Lux Radio Theater brings you Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles in Break of Hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another evening in the Lux Radio Theater, the second performance of our 11th season on the air. You know, I like to think of the Lux Radio Theater as essentially a family institution, reaching as it does into millions of homes and bringing our armies overseas closer to their own firesides. And tonight, in keeping with this family tradition, we are bringing together for the first time on the air one of Hollywood's best-known married couples, Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles, in a play that is appropriately about marriage. It's the RKO screen hit, Break of Hearts. I won't take the edge off your anticipation by telling you more about tonight's story, but I do want to remind you that for our 10th anniversary celebration on October 16th, we are looking forward to having you help us select the plays and stars that you'd like most to hear. Send them on a postcard addressed to me at Post Office Box 9, Hollywood 28, California. We've received your suggestions by the hundreds from all parts of the world, and I'm happy to say with a kind word for Lux Toilet Soap. In fact, letters from overseas tell us that the name Lux helps a lot in establishing friendly relations between American soldiers and the natives of liberated countries. One GI wrote from Italy, "I gave a cake of Lux soap to an Italian woman, and right away she asked me and my buddies to a veal steak and spaghetti dinner," which shows that good things make the whole world kin. And now, the lights are down and the curtain rises on the first act of Break of Hearts, starring Rita Hayworth as Anne and Orson Welles as Franz. Finest music teachers is an old man named Alex Bjorkman. Some of his pupils are glad to pay $50 for 30 minutes of his time. Others rarely get a bill and never see a clock. Among them, a girl named Anne Thurston.
Anne, well, come in, come in.
Tell me the truth. Were you really staying at the studio tonight, or did you just say you were? Because if you just said you were, I'm going to turn straight around and go right...
You work all day, don't you? You haven't quit your job?
No, but I...
Well, you can sell pianos at Simon's and be here both at the same time, so I'll hear no more apologies. Besides, don't flatter yourself. I'm expecting someone much more important. A great conductor.
Not Roberti.
Roberti. Yes, he's back in town.
Yes, I know. He's conducting Friday night.
But don't worry. I'm not expecting him for an hour yet. And besides, he's never on time. Now, what's new?
Well, I've done it.
Anne, the concerto?
I brought it with me.
Let me see it.
Here.
Anne, any good?
Well, I'm scared to death to say so, but I think maybe it is.
No, I don't care if it's good or not. I've got you working. After all these years, I've really got you working. Come into the other room. Play it for me.
Oh, I'm too nervous to play.
You're nervous? What do you think I am?
What if it is good? What if you really like it?
I'll tell you what if. You'll quit that job and get some sense.
I can't quit my job. I've got to live. And I know just what you're going to say.
Only a loan, Anne. Only till you can pay it back.
Do I play the piano or do we start arguing again?
All right, Miss Independence. Sit down. Play.
You know, I love you.
Sure, sure. If I was just 120 years younger, come on, let me hear. Anne, that's good, good. Go on, go on. Pay no attention, I'm not in.
Please, you'd better see.
All right, I'll see. I'll be right back. Who is it?
Your star pupil. And don't keep me waiting.
Franz.
Alex.
Franz, it's good to see you.
And for once, I'm not late.
Before I forget, I heard your Sibelius program on the radio, the one from Detroit.
No, I was afraid of that.
Then perhaps you can explain why you conducted in that horrible tempo.
Well, there was a lady, Alex. We had an engagement after the concert. I didn't want to keep her waiting.
At least you're honest.
It's the only reason you'd believe. Oh, someone inside?
A girl. She has a concerto. I'd like you to listen.
Well, of course, I'd be glad to some other time, Alex.
Friends, now.
Oh, now, please, Alex, I'll just stop by for a moment. There's someone waiting in the car.
Let her wait.
I wanted to ask you about a concert version of Tristan and Isolde.
Tristan?
Yes. Is there any reason why the garden passages couldn't follow the prelude?
Franz, Wagner still is a little smarter than you. Let Tristan alone.
Let's get to the piano. I'll show you what I mean.
Please excuse me. I'll run along with you, Orfman. I'll call you tomorrow.
Anne, no, wait.
Oh, it's all right. I'll go out this door. Good night.
Anne!
Well, what's the matter with her?
There is nothing the matter with her. The matter is with you. That wasn't very kind.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was she?
Her name is Anne Thurston. It wouldn't have hurt you to listen, and it would have meant a lot to her.
When she calls, tell her I apologize. Hmm?
She's just beginning to climb, Franz. And you should remember, if anyone, the steps are not covered with carpet. You're a tremendous success. But you're changing. Be careful. Please be careful.
I'll be careful. And I said I was sorry, but I don't have the time to listen to amateurs.
Amateurs?
And what about my Tristan arrangement?
Who's talking like an amateur now?
Well, I seem to be getting myself in deeper and deeper.
No, this is stupid. You and I quarreling. Come in. I'll play it for you.
That girl, give me her address. I'll make you happy and send her a dozen roses. Wait a minute. Thurston? You said her name was Anne Thurston?
You know her?
Of course I know her. Of course, it was 7 or 8 years ago I met her at the academy.
Better make it 24 roses.
But she's changed so. She was such a child, and now... She's lovely.
I know it.
The address. What's her address?
I know that, too. What about Tristan?
Forget it. I'll go find her first and apologize in person. For waiting, Anne. I had to get a taxi for a friend.
She didn't mind?
Well, don't think about it, Anne. You must believe me. I didn't know it was you just now at Yorkman.
Of course you didn't.
I haven't seen you for so long.
Did Yorkman send you down to say all this?
Anne.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now I'm being rude.
Well, being rude is part of my nature, not yours.
Look, I know you haven't much time. It's good to know that you remember me, and I want you to know that...
Well, you want me to know what?
That I've thought about you often since the academy.
Thank you, Anne.
I want to say congratulations. It's such an inadequate word. You're a great success, Franz.
I've thought about you, Anne.
I don't believe it.
Oh, but I have. I'm being completely honest. Not so much as a person, but as an association with all that was good in those days when I really worked, huh? Seems so far away, Anne.
It is far away.
As are most good things. May I talk to you? May I take you home?
There's a subway on the corner.
Well, my car is just around the block.
Franz, I'm embarrassed.
Embarrassed? Why on earth? You've been rather stupid. There's a husband waiting, huh?
Oh, no.
A friend.
Well, I'm embarrassed because I'm poor.
My darling.
I'm not dressed for you, Franz. I couldn't be, even if I expected to meet you. I live down in the village.
That's very nice in the village.
And not because it's artistic, but because it's cheap, and my apartment's shabby, my furniture's falling apart, and I'm ashamed.
You haven't changed, I do remember. So intense, so self-conscious.
Well, I have a reason to be, haven't I? But I don't intend to apologize for myself again. I didn't ask you to talk to me, to take me home, to do anything. If you still want to, and you get bored stiff, well, it's your own fault.
That's what I like about you, Anne.
What?
You have such a gift for making one feel at ease. Come on. Well, go on. What are you stopping for?
Because that's all there is. It's not finished.
It's beautiful, Anne. It is like poetry. Or do you think I'm just being nice?
I don't know.
You're working on it. You're going to finish it.
I hope so, someday.
It's your first important composition, isn't it?
How did you know?
Oh, because it's about yourself.
Perhaps.
Sad and confused and lonely. The city is in it, too. Washington Square, wintertime, evening, street lights and snowflakes and quiet. I know, Anne. I tried to write about the same things once.
You composed?
Oh, yes, I'll never be a composer. It's what I wanted, but I haven't got it. So I tried to speak through other people's music. It's nowhere near satisfactory, but far more profitable. And tell me, you never submitted anything beyond old Bjorkman?
Oh, yes.
Or to whom? Why not to me?
But I did to you. Oh, I used another name. I didn't want any favors.
Oh, what happened?
You sent it back.
Or did I say something nice?
That it was charming and lovely and lacking in importance.
Oh, now I'm embarrassed.
Oh, no, you were right. It was completely unimportant.
But the concerto, when you finished it, promise you let me see it, huh?
I promise. Franz, I'm tired. I have to be up at 6 in the morning, and I see.
I've been polite, only a little patronizing, and I've behaved myself. I believe you're frightened of me, Anne.
I want you to go.
Why?
Because 8 years ago, I was head over heels in love with you, and I don't believe I ever quite recovered.
You do nothing but overwhelm me. You are the strangest girl, Anne.
Sometimes, if you're not too busy, maybe we can talk again. At the moment, I'm suffering from shock. Seeing you tonight, I wasn't prepared for it. Good night, Franz.
Good night, Fran.
Two tickets for tomorrow night, please. The Roberti concert.
Sorry, not a thing left.
Any box seats?
No, they're sold out.
Oh, well, I've done my duty. Me, I hate music. My wife hates music, too. But that Roberti, she's swooned.
Who's next, please?
There's nothing left.
Not for the Roberti concert, miss.
But I just wanted a single seat.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Excuse me, aren't you Miss Thurston from Simon's?
Yes.
I thought I recognized you. You got that Steinway for the boss a few weeks back. Yeah, I wish I could help you out with a ticket. I tell you what, though. If you want to walk around to the stage door, Roberti's rehearsing now. I'll phone back and tell them to let you in.
Well, thanks.
Just don't let Roberti see you, Mrs. Thurston. He's in an awful mood.
Really? I won't even breathe.
No. No, boys. What's the matter with you tonight? You refuse to read music. I get absolutely no attention. You won't... Schlager! That is a bassoon. You have to blow into it.
Maestro, I do blow.
Well, then blow harder.
Maestro, I am perhaps the hardest blowing bassoonist in the universe.
That's fine. That's wonderful. Only do some of your blowing into your instrument. All right. Once again, from letter G. G, please. Stop the music. Who's in the audience? Who is it? Who made that noise? Very well. I'll have the house lights turned on. I demand to know why I'm not permitted to rehearse in peace.
It's all right. I'm leaving.
But stay where you are.
Franz, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, who is it?
Me, Anne.
Anne? Well, this is wonderful. How did you happen to be here?
Well, I came to buy a ticket, and I sort of sneaked in, I guess. I sat way in back, and then I moved up in front, but, well, the seat squeaks.
Why didn't you ask for me? I'm delighted to see you. The rehearsal's not going very well, is it?
No, not very.
What's the matter with it? Come on now, tell me.
Well, I hadn't heard it all, only about the last 10 minutes. It's just that you all seem so far away, and then you try to get nearer by playing faster and blowing harder, and when that doesn't work, you get angry and make bad jokes.
Well... Wait till you hear it tomorrow.
Wish I could. There are no tickets left.
Then we'll do it for you now. Sit right here. Boys, listen. There is someone here who knows music. Tomorrow there will be a couple of thousands who don't. Save the mistake for them. We'll play it as it should be played now, for her. The whole last movement. From the beginning.
This is a terrible confession, Franz. This is the first time I've ever come to supper in a man's apartment alone.
Oh,
That's inexcusable. Perhaps you'd rather we go somewhere else.
Oh, I should say not. I'm thrilled to death.
I hope you like pompano, my favorite dish, and Albert's a wonderful cook.
Good evening, sir.
Do not forget her.
That would be very...
Albert has perception, too.
Rehearsal was satisfactory, sir?
How's Miss Thurston?
It was wonderful. He was wonderful.
That's what I've been waiting to hear. Come inside, Anne.
So many photographs found. Tell me, this one here. Is she really as beautiful as this?
Well, it's hard to remember. I rather think she thought so. Hey, too bad they couldn't photograph her temper.
And the girl on the mantle, what about her?
Oh, lovely, Anne, but wise. That's a combination of virtues I cannot cope with.
There's been many women, haven't there, Frank?
Yes.
Still, you never fell in love and got married.
I never married. I've loved many of them, I think. Desperately, too, while it lasted.
But it never really lasted.
I hoped it would, but... why don't you know beautiful things don't last? Each time you say to yourself, this love is forever. This love is going to last. And then you turn to something new, something fresh. Another woman's smile, another's eyes. Why am I telling you this?
Because I asked.
You have the most annoying talent for making me tell the truth.
And all these conquests, they've left you unchanged, unmoved.
Can I tell? After a while, the laughter, the promises, the tragic farewells, they get all mixed up. And all you're sure of is that nothing was really very important except at the moment. So I've learned to enjoy and I've learned to forget.
Recipe for a happy man.
Happy? You don't believe that, do you? I'm a little afraid of you, and I want to see you often. Again and again. And I don't think it's going to be possible.
Why?
One reason is that I'm leaving Friday for a concert tour in Canada.
You'll be back.
Oh, yes. But I've told you the kind of man I am. I don't want to make you unhappy.
I don't think you would. I couldn't be unhappy now.
Could you give us some cocktails, sir?
Oh, no, Albert. And hurry the supper along. Miss Thurston wants to leave soon.
Yes, sir.
Do I?
Yes, and... yes. I think you do.
Hello?
There's a person-person call from Miss Anne Thurston from Montreal, Canada.
Oh, this is Miss Thurston. Hello?
Anne?
Yes?
Something's happened to me. I am in love.
Sam!
It's you, Anne. I just thought you'd be interested to know about it. I'll call you later. Goodbye, darling.
Just 2 weeks more, then. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
But where are you now?
Afterward. Did you really mean it, what you said in your letter?
I've always loved you, darling. Come back. Hurry.
It was possible, and me to be this happy.
We are married, darling. We are married. See? There's a ring to prove it.
And you know I love you, don't you? This is not a moment. Darling, this is forever.
Forever, Sam.
In a few moments, Mr. DeMille and our stars Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles will bring us Act Two of Break of Hearts. And now, a great movie studio, a famous star.
Let's have that scene once more, Miss L'Amour. This is the last take for today. All right now, lights, camera, action.
And a little while later...
cut! That was it, Miss L'Amour. Thank you very much. We'll shoot again tomorrow. Everyone will set at 8 sharp. Good night, everyone.
A long day before the camera. And tomorrow will mean many more hours of hard work for lovely Dorothy L'Amour. There's not much time for rest or relaxation while a star is making a picture, yet always she has to look fresh and radiant. That's why screen stars must have a complexion care that works.
Here's what Dorothy tells you about her beauty soap.
I wouldn't dream of neglecting my Lux Soap Active Lather Facial. It's such a quick, easy care. Leaves my skin so soft.
And this is how Dorothy takes her Lux Soap Beauty Facial.
First, I cover my face generously with a creamy Lux Soap lather. Work it in thoroughly. I rinse with warm water, splash with cold, then pat my face dry with a soft towel. These facials leave my skin feeling beautifully smooth and fresh.
And when you see her new picture, we're pretty sure you'll agree Dorothy L'Amour's lovely Lux complexion is a winner. There's a reason why 9 out of 10 famous screen stars use Gentle White Lux Toilet Soap. It's a real beauty soap. In recent tests of Lux Soap facials, actually 3 out of 4 complexions improved in a short time. Women everywhere find regular Lux Soap care really makes skin softer, lovelier. Why not get some fine white Lux Toilet Soap and start your active lather facials tomorrow? See if you're not delighted with the results. If your dealer is temporarily out of stock, he's sure to have more Lux Toilet Soap soon. Hollywood's beauty soap is worth waiting for. Now, Mr. DeMille returns to the microphone.
Act 2 of Break of Hearts, starring Rita Hayworth as Anne and Orson Welles as Franz Roberti. Franz and Anne have spent the 5 weeks following their whirlwind wedding far away from New York at Alex Yorkman's lodge near Lake Louise. But no conductor as popular as Franz can stay away long from Manhattan or the concert halls. And the inevitable telegram from his manager finally arrives.
My concerto.
Well, you've changed it quite a bit, haven't you?
You changed it, Franz. You married me. It's you, darling. You're in all of it now.
Well, I'm impressed. Deeply impressed. And they brought me a telegram from the village just now.
Oh?
It looks as if I have to go back to work. It was from Trowbridge. He booked several concerts. If we leave tomorrow, we can be in New York Monday. We'll have a party Monday night, huh? I wire Johnny.
Who's Johnny?
Who's... I keep forgetting, darling. You don't know my friends, do you? Johnny's very rich with nothing else to recommend him except he knows all the best champagne. He comes to every concert and reads detective magazines.
You're glad to go back, aren't you, Fran?
With my work, dear. It's what I am.
Oh, I know. Forgive me. I'm jealous. I've had you all to myself, and I hate to give you up.
I have a small heart, Anne, darling. There is room in it. Only for one.
Good. That's all for today, boys. Thank you. Excellent rehearsal. Johnny, come on. Wake up.
Coming. How about a drink?
Now, what time is it?
Just 5.
Well, then why not? Come along to the dressing room. Somewhere I've got a tie and a coat.
No, Anne phoned. Said to tell her she'd be at Bjorkman. She'll be home at 6.
Oh, thanks.
Now, hurry up. I've got a date.
Huh?
One of your old friends.
Oh, who did he?
Connie Hughes.
Connie? Will she be having a drink, too?
I wouldn't be at all surprised if she's waiting for us right now.
Fine. Look, Johnny, while I'm in the dressing room, call Max, huh? Order some flowers for Anne. Roses or something. You know what she likes.
Wait a minute. You haven't been getting any sudden ideas, have you?
Well, like what?
Like I'm sorry I won't be home for dinner, darling. I have to work.
Are you crazy, Johnny? I'm in love.
Yeah. Now get in there and put on your tie. Stop batting the eyelashes, Connie. He said he'd stop in for one drink.
Hello, Connie.
Hello, Meister. You see, I haven't forgotten.
What?
Your favorite, martini with vodka. I think it's time you'd show up.
Thanks. You're looking very well, Connie.
You're looking very well, Connie. That's not for me, Maestro. I knew you.
And now you don't know me. I've changed, married, stayed, and sober.
You'll never change, Charles, and you know it. Why didn't you call me? I met your wife. What's she like? No, no, don't you tell me. Johnny, what's she like, really?
Well, since he's probably will be the only significant word I speak all evening, listen. Anne is wonderful. She's beautiful. Like other beautiful women, I'm not. Yes, sir. Here's to Anne.
But if she's all of that, Franz, why keep her locked up? Why don't we ever see her?
Yeah, she's a little lost, Connie. Give her time. She'll venture out.
And would you care to venture out?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight? With Johnny and me? We're going to Didi.
Sorry. Franz is going home for dinner.
Of course he is, but it's hours before dinner time. Oh, come along, Franz. Didi would never forgive you.
Neither would I, for that matter.
Did he want to see him, let him buy a ticket to a concert.
Now, take it easy, Johnny. Don't you see what Connie's trying to do? She's turning on her charm, her own particular variety. Aren't you, Connie?
Maestro, you're a lout. You're right, of course. I'm staring at the gold. And I'd like to see what happens. Exactly what happens. So would you.
And so I think I'll see Dee Dee and then go home.
Certainly.
You approve, Johnny?
Oh, sure, sure. But watch out, friend.
Of Connie, Dee Dee.
Ah, of me. Yes, sir. Here's to Anne.
Johnny.
Hello, Anne. Can I come in?
What do you think?
I think you should throw me out. I haven't been very attentive.
Something of an understatement.
And I'm thoroughly ashamed. You know, I haven't seen your friends for over a month.
Where's he been? What's wrong?
Oh, I've been around. Busy, I guess. Where's Franz? Isn't he home yet?
Franz? Oh, didn't he reach you?
You mean I've come to the wrong house? Me and my big appetite?
Oh, Johnny, I'm terribly sorry. Franz called an hour ago, said he wouldn't be through till late. He left word at your apartment.
Oh, it's my fault. I didn't go home. Well.
Drink, Johnny?
No, thanks. I guess I better be running along.
Oh, please stay a minute. I'm worried about you.
That's good. But why?
Well, you and Franz used to be such close friends, and now you never come to see us. What is it? Is it something I've done?
You?
Well, then what is it, Johnny? Why have you been staying away? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I know. A girl. Johnny, that's it. You're in love.
Written all over me, huh?
Well, what's the matter with you? Go after her.
Maybe I don't know how.
Well, then I'll teach you. I'll be the girl and, well, you ask me to dinner and I'll say I did have an engagement, but I'll break it to you.
That's simple, huh?
Well, maybe not that simple, but you can take me out to dinner. After all, I did dress up for your benefit.
Well, fine, but,
But what? Franz? Oh, that's easy. Afterwards, we'll pick him up at rehearsal. Look, I'll tell Albert we're leaving, and then I'll be just a minute. Call up Rico's and get a table.
Rico's? Then I'll be reasonable. I mean, it's too expensive.
Oh, no. We've got to celebrate. Franz always promised to take me to Rico's.
Hello, Rico. Well, this is Mr. Lawrence. Look, has Mr. Roberti come in tonight? You sure? Well, does he have a reservation for later on? Okay, well, look. Do you have a table for two and about... No, skip it, Rico. I've changed my mind. Thanks. Anne?
Yes?
You'll have to forget Rico's. No tables.
You took no for an answer. It's enough to make a woman lose confidence in you, Johnny. Look, I'll show you how it's done.
Anne, the man just said there weren't any tables.
Well, you just spoke to the wrong man.
Yeah, now, listen.
Hello? Hello, this is Mrs. Franz Roberti. I'd like a table for two, please. Oh, about 20 minutes, I guess. That's right. Thank you. There. You see?
Yeah, I see.
It's that magic Roberti name.
Sure. Look, you don't suppose that...
What?
Nothing. Come on, let's go.
Go. They do pass them in here, don't they?
Hmm?
Johnny, you are in love. Or something.
Johnny, I look and see if I knew anyone. What did you say?
Oh, nothing important. I'm awfully glad you insisted on Rico.
I insisted.
You know, it terrified me, but I suppose I'll have to get used to it. Now, where's the man with our table?
Rico will be right here. Coming now.
Johnny.
Now what?
I forgot to call Mr. Yorkman. My concerto. It's all ready for orchestration. A surprise to Franz. Yorkman's looking it over, and I promised to phone tonight. Johnny, you don't mind. I'll be only a minute.
Take your time. There's a phone right over there. That funny little room.
Thanks.
Connie. Yes, I've got a little item here that should interest you.
Oh, excuse me.
I'll be here in a second, honey. Well, I just happened to pick up a newspaper, and what do you suppose it says in Harper's column? Of course it's about you. Listen. Which of our popular socialites is frequently being conducted about by the ablest conductor in town? Can it be that she's trying to acquire an interest in -- music? Of course there ought to be a law against it. Oh, sure, I can just see the headlines. Franz Roberti's sock columnist over crack at Dee Dee Lennox Smith. Huh? At Rico's. Who is? No one yet, but he'll be here any minute. Well, don't be cross, darling. It's Franz. But, Dandy, well, you've got some nerve talking to me like that. Well, now, don't be silly. It's just that I...
Johnny.
How's that?
Johnny, take me home, please.
What's wrong? Did Bjorkman...
Oh, I didn't phone. It's just that... Oh, please, I want to get out of here.
Sure. Johnny.
Oh, hello, Franz. Yeah, look who's here.
Darling, what is this? I turned my back and my wife is out with another man.
But I'm not doing so well. We just got here and now she wants to go home.
And, darling, what's wrong?
Nothing, I just don't like it here.
Well, then let's go somewhere else.
You can't very well do that, can you, Franz?
Oh, at the rehearsal, well, we broke early.
It's all right. You'll find her inside at the telephone. I'm sorry, Franz. Terribly sorry.
May I come in, Anne?
Yes.
Anne, please don't go. Please don't leave me.
There's nothing to stay for, Franz. We're finished. Albert, would you mind taking these bags downstairs?
Yes, of course.
Or at least wait till tomorrow, Anne. Believe me, it was nothing. Nothing.
You lied to me. You were afraid to let me know.
Oh, but darling...
Please don't touch me. I'm sorry too, Franz. But I'll get over it and so will you.
You're not going, Anne. You're my wife.
Your wife? That's not enough for me. Why did you marry me, Franz?
Because I love you.
You shouldn't have attempted to tie yourself down. You were so right. Beautiful things don't last.
Things were different then. You know they were different.
Yes, I wasn't your wife then. You didn't have to lie to me. But I'm not your wife anymore. You can be honest again. You're Franz Roberti again. Goodbye.
I won't let you go, Anne.
Let me?
Anne.
Goodbye, Franz.
Pause now for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. In a few moments, Mr. DeMille and our stars Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles will bring us Act Three of Break of Hearts. Why, it's early. What's on your mind tonight?
An item in the news, Mr. Kennedy. A survey.
Well, surveys seem to be the fashion right now. Political?
No, something much nearer home. A survey about bathing, bathroom bathing.
Oh, that old question of shower versus bathtub?
No, this time the question was much more controversial. The people who made the survey wanted to find out whether it's men or women who spend the longest time in the bath.
But why bother to make a survey on that question, Sally? I could answer it. Any man could.
And the answer wouldn't be anything that you think at all, Mr. Kennedy.
You mean women don't take twice as long to take a bath?
No. The survey didn't find any evidence that women lingered a bit longer in their baths than men. The average for both sexes was less than 15 minutes. Men do prefer showers, but they don't duck out any quicker than women.
You know, there could be a reason for all this, Sally. There must be so many Lux Toilet Soap bathers now that everyone likes to linger in their bath.
And here's something to prove it, Mr. Kennedy. The survey found that almost 70% of the women questioned expected more than just cleanliness from their daily bath. They wanted a sense of well-being and relaxation. Well, we know the answer to that.
And so does everyone else who has made Lux Toilet Soap their daily bath soap, Sally. Why, the rich, abundant lather of Lux Soap makes any bath a real luxury.
I'm sure everyone who's tried it would agree. You know, Mr. Kennedy, it was the screen stars who discovered that their complexion soap, Lux Toilet Soap, makes a perfectly delightful bath soap, too.
Well, then, here's a Hollywood tip for everyone. Just unwrap a satin-smooth cake of Lux Toilet Soap and see if it doesn't make your bath truly refreshing and relaxing. You'll find that even in hard water, Lux Soap lather is creamy and rich and smooth. Lux Toilet Soap is hard-milled, too. It's thrifty and can be used to the last thin sliver. Why not let the whole family enjoy the pleasant luxury of using fine Lux Toilet Soap for their daily baths? And now, Mr. DeMille returns to the microphone.
After the play, you are invited to join us backstage for a brief chat with our stars. But now here's Act Three of Break of Hearts, starring Rita Hayworth as Anne and Orson Welles as Franz Roberti. A half year has gone by since Anne left her husband, and every effort to find her has failed. Only Johnny Lawrence continues the search. But Anne has no wish to be found. She's gone to Chicago, changed her name, and found work at a second-rate music publisher. But neither time nor new surroundings can drive France from her mind.
Hey, Vicky.
Yeah?
This here ain't a bad tune. Thanks for the tip.
You want to hear it on the piano?
Oh, sure, sure. With a trick arrangement, I'll murder him.
Who says you need a trick arrangement?
Okay, okay. Get somebody to run it over for me, will you? Hey, where's that dame we seen last week? She's terrific.
Macaulay?
Yeah, Macaulay. Tell her Baker's here, will you?
I'll be glad to.
Thanks, sister.
As soon as she gets back from lunch. Jerry?
Yeah?
Room 5 with a new boogie woogie. Baker's coming in. Room 5, Mr. Baker.
Okay, and tell that dame I was asking for
her. Yes, sir?
Oh, how do you do?
Yes, sir.
My name's...
No song pluggers, please.
Well, don't worry. I can't carry a tune.
Hardly anybody that comes in here can.
Look, I'm from New York. I've been trying to find a girl. I think maybe she's working here.
I don't know anything about her.
Well, I got a wire from an investigator. He said he thinks he's traced her here.
I said I don't know anything about her.
Of course, I can go to the police.
Okay. What's her name?
Roberti. Mrs. Franz Roberti.
You kidding?
You know her?
Why, sure. She's out in the park riding a tandem bicycle with Beethoven. Now, what would Mrs. Roberti be doing here?
I don't know. I'm sorry to bother you. Bye.
Oh, Vicky. Hey, I thought you were out for lunch.
I'm not hungry. I thought this would be a good time to get those files and say...
Now, look here, Macaulay. It's none of my business, and you can tell me to shut up, but you're riding for an awful fall.
I'm all right, Vicky.
Oh, yes, you are. Well, you're ready to fall apart. You look awful.
Oh, thanks.
I tried talking to you nice, and the nicer I talk, the more you bawl. All right, I'll be tough. Now snap out of it, or you'll be no good to us or yourself.
Okay. And what about the file?
Let him wait. Now, if you don't want lunch, go on out anyway. Go shopping or take a walk, do something.
Vicky, I'd like to make a long-distance phone call.
Oh?
You're right, Vicky. I've got to snap out of it. And, well, there's someone I'd like to talk to.
Use the boss's office.
It's long-distance.
Okay. Remind me sometime and I'll take it out of your pay. Now beat it. You give me the willies.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Roberti's apartment, please. Yes, thank you. Franz? Mr. Roberti, please. Oh. Will he be back soon? Brazil. Oh. Oh, I see. Thank you.
Remember me? I was in last week.
The man who can't carry a tune.
That's right.
Did you find Mrs. Roberti?
Well, I looked in the park, like you said, found Beethoven all right, and what do you suppose he told me? Said I should come right back here.
Has he got any new numbers?
Look, does the name of Anne Thurston mean anything to you?
First it's Roberti, now it's Thurston.
Same girl?
No.
A girl about... so tall, and she's got sort of red hair and kind of hazel eyes, and...
Yeah, yeah. We got one like that. In fact, we got about 10 like that, including me.
Wait a minute. This one, she's quite slender, and she never looks as if she's walking. She sort of glides. And her eyes, they all crinkle up when she smiles. Only she doesn't laugh very much, and she's sort of quiet and scared, and doesn't bother much about other people. And she never...
You can stop right there. Walk down the hall to room number 7. Her name's Macaulay, and, well, take it easy. She's a swell kid.
Yeah. I thought so for a long time. Hello, Anne. Hello, Anne.
Johnny.
Fine thing.
Oh, Johnny, why did you come here?
Would you like me to leave?
Oh, no, no.
Anne, you shouldn't have done this. You know that, don't you? You can run away from him, but you can't run away from yourself. Or from me, either. How's it been?
Awful, Johnny. Just awful. I don't think I can take it much longer.
You're not going to. We've got to catch the first train out of here back to New York.
It's no good, Johnny. He's gone. I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to come back. I phoned him last week. He He's on a tour in South America.
I know. I got Bjorkman to go with him. Straighten him out, maybe. But he won't be there forever, Ann. I think it'll be kind of nice if you were around when he returned.
That may not be for months.
It better be months. The way you look, it's going to take that long for me to fatten you up again. Here's a handkerchief. I'll blow your nose, and then we'll both blow out of here.
As always, son.
Great, great.
Alex, did you ask at the hotel about the mail, huh?
Yes, here. A few letters.
Thanks. Bills, invitations. Some more bills. Nothing.
No word from Anne?
No.
It isn't right, Franz. You should ask her to take you back.
I did ask her.
When?
The night she left me.
Oh, how could she know then what she was doing? I don't understand you, Franz. You love her, but you won't even try to find her. What if she's in need?
There was plenty in her bank account when she left me.
But the bank says she didn't touch it.
Then it's obvious she doesn't need money.
Franz, let me go home. Let me try to find her. Let me explain
to her. What is there to explain? That I was foolish. I told her that. That no one else means anything to me but her. That she knows. That life is not some girlish dream. That, too, I tried to explain to her, but she refuses to face realities.
Franz, she's an artist.
All right, I'm an artist, too. Or at least I'm supposed to be one. I have pride, too. I want her, but only if she wants to come back.
You don't understand, do you? Anne lives in some little world all her own. She's not like us.
I know that. And I also know that when it becomes too lonely in that little world, she will know how to reach me. I am not so difficult to find. She's a very great person, Alex. I love her. Come in.
A cablegram, senor. The hotel sent it here.
Thank you.
I would not disturb, but they say perhaps it is important.
What is it, Frank?
It's good news for a change.
Anne?
No, no, but at least we're going back, Alex. It's from Trowbridge. Some special concert. He's canceled Mexico City.
Then cheer up, old friend. We'll be home before Christmas.
Hello. Hello, Rico. Merry Christmas.
Mr. Alberti, well, it's been a long time. We've missed you.
A very gay night, Rico. Who's giving the big party at the bar?
What?
Inside there. What's the occasion?
You're joking, Mr. Alberti. Mr. Lawrence, Mrs. Alberti.
Mrs. Alberti.
Yes, we've seen a great deal of Mr. Alberti. I never knew anyone who seemed to have such a good time. So many parties.
I see.
Let me tell her you're here.
No, sir, no, brother. I'll go right in. What's the matter, Rico? You puzzled?
I don't quite understand, Mr. Alberti.
Neither do I. You see, I just got into town a little while ago. She wasn't home. I didn't know where to reach her.
Oh, of course, of course.
So I took the chance she might be here.
Oh, she'll be delighted to see you, sir.
Why, Johnny, you're drinking water.
I take a glass of water every night. It gives me such a superior feeling. You ought to try it sometime.
I will.
Anne, you're not behaving. You know that, don't you?
Of course I know it.
Okay.
I want to dance, Johnny. Come on and dance.
When are you going to wake up, Anne? Who do you think you're kidding?
You know, sometimes I could slap you, Johnny. Whose idea was it? Who brought me back to New York? Who said that what I needed was, quote, a little fun out of life or, unquote, something similarly original? Who said that?
I know. Another one of my great ideas.
It was a wonderful idea. Oh, Johnny, come on, dance.
How about me, Anne? I've just been to Brazil for my summer.
Oh.
Anne, it's good to see you. Hello, Johnny.
I heard you were coming back, Franz. I sort of figured you'd have let me know.
Well, I...
Johnny, run along. Franz and I want to talk.
I'm sure you do. I'll be around.
You look marvelous, Franz. Come on, reunion at Rico. Oh, Harry, two champagne cocktails.
Right away, Mrs. Roberti.
Well, sit down.
I confess I'm a little odd.
Oh, I've improved greatly, Franz. You'll be proud of me.
And do you suppose we could get out of here? You're right. I do want to talk to you.
I thought you were very fond of Rico's. I am.
Well, it's hardly the place I choose for what I want to say.
What do you want to say?
Whatever I can, in the hope that you'll forgive me.
Oh.
It's so wonderful seeing you again, Anne. I was so angry when you went away. You know, I stayed in that apartment for 2 whole weeks, waiting for you to call, and when you didn't, I got angrier.
You were never used to being kept waiting, were you?
Darling, you must come back to me.
Look at me, Franz. You don't know me anymore. I've changed, and I've studied hard at it. I'm like you now.
What does that mean?
That I've learned all the lessons you've taught me.
I taught you nothing like this.
What difference does it make? Oh, let's not talk about it. What are your plans?
The same as always. A concert, then another one.
Yes, I saw on the paper you're conducting tomorrow night.
Yes, will you come?
I don't know, maybe.
I had hopes of introducing your concerto. Bjorkman has orchestrated it.
You'll do no such thing.
But why not?
I don't think you'd understand. Anyway, it's not important.
I see. Well, may I call you sometime? Where are you staying?
Of course, call me. I'm at the Avenue. I'm spending your money, Franz. Do you mind?
I'll let you know when I do. Good night, Anne.
Good night, Franz. Hello?
Anne, this is Alex Bjorkman.
Mr. Bjorkman.
Anne, I want to see you.
Oh, of course. I was going to phone you. How is Brazil?
There is no time for chatter now, Anne. I want to see you now, at once. I'm at the Lyceum. Can you come?
Right away.
It's Franz, Anne. He was to conduct this afternoon.
What happened?
That perhaps you can tell me. All I know is he came an hour late, went out on the stage and collapsed, drunk.
I'll be right over.
Get out of here! Get out of here, Trowbridge! Get out! All of you, get out! You drunken fool, you realize what you've done? You'll never conduct again, I promise you! You've ruined yourself, but you'll never have another chance to ruin me!
Get out! This is my dressing room. I'm Roberti. I am Roberti.
Maestro, please, if you would lie down, you're ill.
Ill? I'm drunk. But not so drunk as I intend to be. Now get back to your places, all of you. I said I'll conduct, and I'm going to conduct.
Maestro, they've gone. All the audience, they've gone.
Come in, everybody. Come in.
Franz. Oh, Franz.
Franz. How nice of you to come. Where's Bjorkman? He brought you, didn't he?
Yes, he's speaking to Trowbridge.
I forbid it, you hear? I forbid it.
Franz, could I see you alone?
Come. Outside. Outside, everyone. Outside.
It's good you're here. He'll be all right, my dear Mrs. Roberti.
Oh, your dear Mrs. Roberti. You're still there. Stay, gentlemen. There are some of you, perhaps, who don't know my wife. You and you. You don't hang back. Come on, don't be afraid.
Franz.
Oh, forgive me. I understand. It's my presence that makes it awkward. Very well. I'm going. Make yourselves at home, gentlemen. You'll find my wife far more entertaining than I.
Franz?
Oh? Is that you, Alex?
Albert, let me in. I've been here all night waiting for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have worried. I've been walking, getting my head clear. Though I don't know what for.
Well, have some coffee, then you go to bed. When you wake up, we'll see Trowbridge.
After what happened at the Lyceum.
What kind of talk is that? There were 10 years before what happened at the Lyceum.
Thanks, Alex, thanks. But I am through. Through with conducting, through with music. You should be able to understand. All I had, all I wanted, I threw away. I am nothing. It's gone. It's dead.
That's not true. Anne will come back. I talked to her before she saw you in the dressing room. She loves you, Franz.
Oh, yes, she'll come back. She'll come back. In about 6 weeks. Just now, on my way up, the desk clerk gave me a note. It was from Anne. She's on the train now, on her way to Reno.
And we're
recognition of testimony presented in behalf of the plaintiff, this court hereby decrees that the marriage contract between Anne Thurston Roberti and Franz Roberti is, as of this date, dissolved and the obligations of both parties terminated. Divorce granted.
That'll be all, Porter. How long before we're in Grand Central?
Well, that last stop a minute ago, that was Harmon. It should be in about an hour.
Oh, thank
you. It'll seem like 50 seconds, because look who's here.
Johnny! Where on earth?
Got on at Harmon. Thought you might like company.
You know, you have the darndest habit of pulling surprises.
How are you? You look swell.
Feel swell. What's new?
Nothing, except your back. I want you to look at this. I figured it might be smart to get your okay before the contractor starts building.
But what is it?
Plans for our new house. Like it?
Our new house?
Yeah.
Well, it's very pretty. Green, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the tennis court. The house is just over here on this sheet. And while you're in an approving mood, here, take your pick.
Johnny, you're not proposing.
Well, I was hinting at it. Didn't know your size and ring, so I figured one of these should be right.
Johnny.
Oh, no goo, Ann. No sloppy stuff. We're in a hurry. We'll get married tomorrow, and Thursday we'll be in Florida. Incidentally, did I mention I'm very glad to see you?
Johnny, you're serious.
Of course I'm serious. You're my girl again. The girl I met long ago. And that's the way I want you to be always. You hadn't considered marrying anyone else, had you?
No, Johnny. As a matter of fact, I hadn't even considered marrying you.
I've been in love with you for a long time, Ann. I'll sure try to make you happy. And with you around, I have sort of a hunch I might amount to something.
Johnny, do you mind if I think it over till tomorrow?
It's okay by me, but that contractor's going to be awful mad.
Anne, I don't know what to say. Lawrence is fine, but for you, I just don't know.
I thought you'd be pleased. I came straight to you. There's no one else I can talk to or want to talk to. And it isn't just me, Mr. Yorkman. It's going to make Johnny happy.
He is not a musician.
Neither am I. I found that out, too. I don't think I ever could have been. You know, I worked while I was away. Really worked. If I'd been a musician, out of all that mess, something would have come.
Perhaps you weren't born to be a musician, but to love one.
How is he?
Anne, I'm an old man. Foolish, too. But because I love you both, I wanted you to go on together. From what you've told me about Lawrence, I guess that's impossible. But will you at least see Franz?
No.
Why?
Oh, what good would it do? We've nothing to say except to hurt each other still more.
He needs help, Anne. He needs it badly.
Where is he? I'll see him.
Thank you, Anne.
Yes, he's here, Mrs. Roberti. I'm very sorry for you. Very sorry.
Talk to him alone, Ann. I'll wait for you here.
Why did you let him do this, Rico? Why?
He's Franz Roberti, a great man. If he were not here, it would be some other place. They threw him out of the hotel. He ran away from Mr. Bjorkman, from Mr. Lawrence. There's no one to look after him. So I keep him upstairs. There's a room there, a piano, some whiskey.
Take me to him, please.
Been like this all today. His head on the table. He won't talk to me. Mr. Roberti. Mr. Roberti. You see? Please call if you need me.
Franz, I didn't know. Oh, my dear. What's happened to you? What have I done to you? What have you done to me? Well, none of that matters. You're Franz Roberti. Rico was right. A great man. I've heard you put things into music that no one has ever dreamed. Franz, do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Don't you know? Beautiful things don't last.
Franz.
I want to see you often. Again and again. I've told you the kind of man I am. I don't want to make you unhappy.
Unhappy. No.
heart, Anne. There's room in it only for one.
Franz! Oh, I must make you hear me. Franz, listen. Listen to me. Oh, my darling, please. I haven't words to tell you what I want to say. I tried once to tell you in music. In music. I'm here, darling. I'll never leave you again.
Oh, don't look at me. Don't look at me.
It's all right, Franz. We're going home. We're going home.
How is he, Anne?
Oh, he's going to be fine, Johnny. We're leaving in a couple of days. Alex Yorkman's taking us out to the lodge.
What about that house, Anne? The one with the green tennis court? You really belong there, you know.
Johnny, he needs me.
Well, I only meant if you don't mind, I'd like you both to have the house as a wedding present.
Johnny.
Hello, Lawrence. May I come in?
Sure. Well, I got to run along, I guess. Take good care of Mr. Dillon.
I will. I've seen Trowbridge, and here's the best tonic in the world. It's Contract. In 2 months at Philharmonic Hall, Franz Roberti conducting the world premiere of a new piano concerto by Mrs. Franz Roberti.
To them, man. I've had my brother. The applause is for you. It's you they want.
Give me your hand, darling. We'll go together. Always together.
For 28 times and always with pleasant results, we've starred married couples in the Lux Radio Theater. And tonight's fine performance by Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles keeps up this happy family tradition.
You know, it comes at a nice time for us, C.D. Orson and I have just celebrated our first anniversary last Thursday.
Well, congratulations from all of us. How has Orson been as a married man, Rita? Confidentially, a little difficult?
Oh, no. He goes his way and I go with him.
Oh. A wife of tact as well as charm. Orson, I understand that you're looking for a picture to produce.
Well, it might be a picture. It might be a radio show.
Oh? You're thinking of something new for radio?
Well, not something new. It's one of the better hour shows. Been going on for 10 years now.
Oh. Dramatic?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You mean you have your eye on producing the Lux Radio Theater?
Well, after all, you've been in the saddle quite a while, C.B. Maybe what's needed is a little change.
But, Orson, you think you could stand a change at your age?
I'm more worried about you, C.B. I hope you put something by for a rainy day.
Well, I've got my rubbers and an umbrella. But, Orson, I wonder if you have the head for this work.
Not only the head, I've got the hair, too.
Oh. But you know, there's more than just producing the Lux Radio Theater, you know. You have to be something of a salesman, too.
Salesman, eh? You think for me it would be no soap?
Well, I think Rita could do a better job of selling Lux Toilet Soap with just that lovely complexion.
Thank you, C.B. I do believe in Lux Toilet Soap. For me, it's been a wonderful beauty.
Okay. I'll hold back on this plan of mine and see how you make out next Monday night, C.B.
Yeah, well, thank you, Orson. Thank you for giving me another week to make good. I think I'll do pretty well next Monday night, too, for our play is the RKO mystery thriller Suspicion. And our stars will be Teresa Wright and William Powell. It's a drama of two interesting people in love, whose life together is haunted by a strange and sinister threat, a menace that brings to the story more than an evening share of excitement and suspense.
Well, we'll certainly have the radio turned on in our home.
Unless, of course, you'd like to have me here, too.
Oh, no, thank you, Austin, thank you. We can't have Christmas every week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, good night. But I hope you'll be back with us before long. Our sponsors, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, join me in inviting you to be with us again next Monday night when the Lux Radio Theater presents William Powell and Teresa Wright in Suspicion. This is Cecil B. DeMille saying good night to you from Hollywood.
Next month, October 16th, the Lux Radio Theater celebrates its 10th anniversary on the air. We'd like you to share in this celebration by helping us select the play and stars you would like most to hear. Suppose you send your suggestions on a postcard addressed to C.B. DeMille, Post Office Box 9, Hollywood 28, California. Or use the ballot, which your Lux Toilet Soap dealer will be glad to give you.